KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 70 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 92. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. Topping area news, the Shelby County Sheriff's Office this morning released the name of a man who died during a standoff with authorities northeast of Shelby Thursday afternoon. Sheriff Mike Irby identified the man as 48-year-old Larry Tarks of Avoca. Irby says the Sheriff's Office was notified of a robbery at the Shelby County State Bank in Shelby at around 11:45 a.m. Thursday. A deputy who was on duty and in the city of Shelby at the time of the robbery observed a vehicle leaving the city that matched the description of the suspect's vehicle. The deputy engaged in a pursuit which traveled east of Shelby to the 200 block of Juniper Road. The chase ended after Tarks left his vehicle and entered a rural residence. Sheriff's officials, along with those from surrounding counties and the Iowa State Patrol, established a perimeter around the residence. At around 4 p.m., the Iowa State Patrol Tactical Entry Team, using specialized equipment borrowed from the FBI, made entry into the home. Tarks was inside, and the sheriff says that the man died from a self-inflicted wound. An investigation of the robbery is being conducted by the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation. Among the agencies responding to the incident was both Cass County K-9 units, Deputy Josh McLaren and his partner Mufasa, and Deputy Kyle Quist along with his partner Kane. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with Medicap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
Police in Council Bluffs say the morning sun could have been a factor in a deadly accident between a car and pedestrian Thursday. 63-year-old Mei Zhang was killed when she was hit by a car at an intersection Thursday morning. She was crossing the street when the eastbound car hit her at around 7:15 p.m. or a.m. rather. Sergeant Bob Sellers says police believe the sun was in the driver's eyes. The accident, however, remains under investigation. Authorities in Pottawatomie County released more details about an accident we told you about yesterday that occurred early Thursday morning north of Griswold. Chief Deputy Sheriff John Reynolds says a deputy was dispatched just before 6:10 a.m. to the area of U.S. Highway 6 in the area of 540th Street for a single-vehicle accident. Upon arrival, the deputy met with a Cass County Sheriff's deputy who was already on the scene. The Cass County deputy advised the driver and only occupant of the vehicle had been transported to the Cass County Hospital for minor injuries. The driver was identified as 23-year-old James Butcher from Atlantic. Butcher told authorities that one wheel of his vehicle, a 2003 Dodge pickup, dropped off the pavement. The vehicle then crossed the center line and came to rest in the north ditch. No citations have been issued at this time, and that incident remains under investigation. The Atlantic Police Department said Thursday that an accident Wednesday afternoon on Chestnut Street caused about $1,500 damage, but no one was hurt. Vehicles driven by Ryan Ritchie of Clarinda and James Adams of St. Augustine, Florida, collided in the 400 block of Chestnut at around 3:15 p.m. Wednesday. The accident happened as Adams was traveling south on Chestnut and making a left turn into the northbound parking stalls. As he was making the turn, a vehicle driven by Ritchie was backing out and collided with the Adams vehicle. Adams was cited for left turn for parking. An update to a story we brought you Tuesday here on KJAN. The Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Director Roger Herring said that a meeting will be held at the skate park in Atlantic for all ages of individuals who use that facility at Sunnyside Park. The meeting takes place tomorrow at 10 a.m. The purpose of the meeting is to go over expectations of the use of the newly refurbished half pipe and the liabilities associated with the use of the new skate park. Interested parents are also welcome to attend that meeting. A representative of the Southern Iowa Regional Housing Authority, or SRHA, spoke before the Cass County Board of Supervisors during their meeting Wednesday morning here in Atlantic. Gene Iberg had told the board the Creston-based organization subsidized 1,031 Section 8 housing units that are privately owned in a 13-county area.
Of that 1,031, we're subsidizing 187 here in, in Cache County, 318 population served. And percent of the population, that's 2.3% is what we're actually serving with the Section 8.
Iberg says year-to-date, that amounts to $290,635. CERHA, which provides rental assistance or rent subsidies to low-income individuals, families, elderly, or disabled who meet qualifying program guidelines, utilizing different programs, has a budget of more than $5 million. The organization operates two rental assistance programs, the public housing and the Section 8 Housing Choice Voucher Program. Iberg says most of their budget comes through the Federal Housing and Urban Development Program, or HUD.
Now, HUD has been kind of pushing on us a little bit, and we have a surplus that we use for a lot of things, and they're insisting that we use that surplus down to a certain amount at this time. So it'll take a while to get that surplus down, but it will go down. We use it for everything that's involved in this program.
Andy says they're proud of the rental assistance program because it fosters independence and a sense of worth once those who are enrolled successfully complete the requirements. Iberg says it encourages people to get out on their own, forward their education, market themselves, and increase their earning potential. The money it saves qualifying individuals also ultimately can be applied for the purchase of a new home. That's because a portion of the rent that's paid goes into a trust fund. For more information, you can surf the web, www.sirha.ia.org. News time is 7:13.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
Stop in and visit with MediCap Pharmacy, located at 316 Broadway in Audubon.
And in our funeral announcements, Carter Grant Zelmer, a newborn from Creston, has died. Memorial services for baby Carter Grant Zelmer will be today at 1 o'clock at the Powers Funeral Home in Creston. Orrin Prescott, age 69 of Panora, died August 17th. No services are planned, but a visitation for Orrin Prescott will be this evening from 5 until 8 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora with the family present. Claire Peterson, age 99 of Avoca, died Wednesday. A massive Christian burial service for Claire Peterson will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Verley Stuba, age 86 of Fontenelle, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Verley Stuba will be on Saturday at 10:30 at the Avondale United Methodist Church in rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Janice Williams, age 86 of Atlantic, died Tuesday. A celebration of life service for Janice Williams will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. And Norman Bryant Kading, age 88 of Casey, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Norman Kading will be on Monday at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.